Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Divine Divas Radio Show. Here we are. We're pink, high-heeled, gloriously golden goddesses, spiritually driven, already awakened, emerging and evolving into the highest part of ourselves. We've gestated birth and are now in the afterbirth process, being all that we can be at the growing edge of humanity. Divine Divas Radio will help you to move forward and grow your lives to be all that you can be. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy with you every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So join the divas and evolutionary visionaries as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Now, here are your hosts, Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and
I'm Cheryl Angela.
And you are listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We Divine Divas are devoted to helping you find and use your authentic, femininely empowered voice. Each and every Friday, we're all about love, light, and laughter through spiritually uplifting chat and voice and sound work. And you know, we invite illuminaries, authentically gifted and empowered coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, all to help you to raise your vibration ever upwards and upwards. But you know what? Our signature question is, are you aware of how using sacred sound and voice work can totally transform and heal your life? Well, welcome, dearest hearts. Have we got a show for you tonight, or have we got a show?
Yes, we have got a show. Hello, everybody. It's so exciting, so excited what we have tonight. And I can't wait for us to get on and share it. So how's your week been, Patricia? Are you settling in?
We are settling in. We're finding a place for everything. I'm so blessed that we've got a shamanic visionary on tonight because we are surrounded by buzzards and all kinds of birds. And then the more domestic animals, we've got sheep in the field in front of us, and chickens. And I'm just absolutely loving it. And just fabulous. How about you, Cheryl? What kind of week have you had?
Oh, very, very wonderful, very active, very much in service. And I was playing at Deepak Chopra Center over the weekend for his Healing the Heart workshop. So it's
lovely.
Wonderful because people come, you know, from all over the world. Mm. And I get to meet people from all over and share that experience, be part of that experience of them releasing and opening their heart.
Fantastic.
And then I had a workshop last night for the throat. Yes.
Oh,
it is.
Wow.
Such a blessing. Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Just talking about blessings, I feel we really are truly blessed today to have, as I've already said, our wonderful guest. She's called Linda Starr Wolf. She is a shaman, a visionary, and she's been working with wolf medicine for many, many years. And she has delighted us by agreeing to come on and share some of her wisdom and work with us today. And it's all about the call of the wolf in particular. So welcome to you, Linda.
Thank you.
Linda. Yes, we're so happy that you're here. And I'm particularly excited because my major totem is also the white wolf. So I'm like, it's a clan member of great wisdom has just walked into our space and really grateful for that. So the first thing I'd love for you to share with everybody is, first of all, what is an animal totem, and what does it mean when you're walking with the spirit of the wolf?
Well, I would love to answer that question, and you know, I think I need to start back with probably childhood, because I think that most children we have the opportunity to get into nature at various times, feel very connected to different creatures, whether it's their dog or their cat, more domesticated animal, or in nature perhaps a butterfly or a fish or a snake, or maybe they hear a coyote howl in the distance. And children are very connected to nature just naturally. And the indigenous peoples worldwide were always very connected to the animals because they saw the animals as their brothers and sisters. The plant nation, the mineral nation, and also the animals or the creature teachers. And modern science and researchers now believe that much of humanity as it evolved was learning actually by watching the animals and how they survived. That's why we have things like the Farmer's Almanac and looking at the woolly worms and how much of a coat they have on, or if the birds fly south more quickly, as to what kind of winters we're going to have. We can look at trees, we can look at animals. All these things are much more ancient than human beings on the planet. So in the more indigenous worlds and from the shamans that I've studied with, they consider the plants and animals and minerals our grandmothers and grandfathers, and that they are or our elder brothers and sisters. So to bring that home to the wolf in the research that I did, as well as the channeled work around the wolf and all the years that I've worked with wolf medicine, we discovered that human beings and wolves evolved together, and that the wolves very much were the elder brothers and sisters to human beings and supported them in their ability to hunt, to learn how to treat each other in their communities like the pack does, and to establish safety and boundaries and caring for the young and all those things. The modern researchers believe that human beings actually modeled their ability to be in community from watching the wolves, because the wolves are so pack-oriented. They're not just about me, me, me. They're always thinking about each other. So to walk with the spirit of a wolf is to be fully realized in your own role, whatever it might be, whether it's the alpha wolf or the nurturing wolf, whatever it might be. Not one position on the wheel is more important than the other. They're all needed in the pack. So to fully recognize your own gifts and talents in the world, and to bring that back to your community and love and support your community, whether it's your family, your friends, your local community, and into the world. So walking with the spirit of a wolf is very practical, it's very spiritual, and those go hand in hand.
Linda, can I ask a question there? Does that mean that there's no alpha male, if you like, leading the pack? You're saying that they all have their place and they're all equal. So what about this notion of the alpha wolf?
Yes, well, just think about it for just a moment. Alpha is a word that human beings made up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that doesn't even belong to the wolf. What the wolf knows is what each wolf comes into in alignment with what their greatest gifts and talents are for their pack. Mm-hmm. So if one wolf, actually it's usually a male and female, not always, but it could be just a female. And it could just be a male, but in new packs, you could call them kind of, I guess, single parent packs at that point. But if there's a male and female wolf, they equally share the power of being in that alpha role, if you will. But what that means as being in the alpha role, that they are a little bit more, if you will, of the visionary that's kind of maybe leading the pack and directing the pack in a way of, this is the overall vision. But is that any more important than the nurturing wolves, the nanny kind of wolves, and those can be male and female too, that take care of the young, make sure that they're safe, or the hunting wolves that bring the food or find where the next food is, or the ones who find the trail? Would you say that any of those are actually more important? They're just different roles. And I don't think that the wolves sit there and go, well, you're the alpha wolf, and you're the nurturing wolf, and you're the visioning wolf, and you're the hunting wolf, and now the alpha wolf is more important than all the rest of us. That's a projection by human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's always the the way power is viewed.
Right.
And power is viewed as kind of force and
right, not
might,
shared.
The one who dominates. Yes.
Not
yes.
shared power. You know, I'm very much a in many ways an alpha wolf and a visionary wolf, a teacher, leader wolf. But I guarantee you that in my organization with Venus Rising Association for Transformation, everybody in this organization is valued. You know, the business manager, the people who look after the retreat center, the people who lead movement and dance, the people who facilitate and walk the floor, as we call it, during shamanic breath work, the people who reach out to people and help them get to the retreat centers or the workshops so that they can participate. There's not one person that's more important than the other person, and it's important that everybody is treated with love and respect for the amazing roles that they have stepped into.
And that's amazing, Linda, because it means you all sit at a beautiful big round table. There's nobody heading it up. But you know what? I've just got to go to the break right now. So you're listening to Patricia and Cheryl with the Divine Divas Radio Show and our special guest, Linda Starwolf. So let's take a break right now. When we come back, we'll be hearing more about wolf medicine. So stay tuned.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia and Cheryl. And we are with Linda Starwolf, who is sharing her wisdom on the subject of wolf medicine. And it's just wonderful, isn't it, Patricia, having
it
such
is.
A it's, discovering it, time here.
Well, yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. This new house I've moved to, Linda, is called Indians. And, it just feels so shamanic. So you're very well timed in my life. But you know what? When did you discover, I guess you've maybe partly answered this, but when did you become aware that you are a medicine woman? I would say walking with otter medicine as well as wolf medicine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't think I really fully embraced it until I was about 40, and I'm 60 now. Mm. But when I look back, it's always been a part of who it is that I have been. As a child, I was very sensitive, and I was with a grandmother that, lived in the country, and I spent every day in nature, and even when I went to school, after school, I would get off the bus there and go back out into the woods and into her property, and we had lots of animals and creatures and things there, and she would always teach me. I was just talking to someone about this the other day, and I've written about it in several of my books. She would teach me about the animals and about stones and trees and how everything has spirit and how it all talked, and how if I would listen, it would talk to me. So I worked with that energy from the beginning. Now, as I grew up, and it was the 60s, and that was a whole different shamanic experience to me in the U.S., I think, in the U.K., and in the 60s and 70s, very shamanic experience in many ways with the music and I call it the psychedelic research project that went on during that time. And I was a
That's
scientist. But as time went on and I became a therapist and worked in the field of psychology and therapy and counseling in my 20s and 30s, I wanted to go deeper. I was also very much into spirituality of all kinds at that time, the ascended masters and Course in Miracles I taught for many years, and I remember one of the first books I read long, long time ago was Be Here Now with Ram Dass.
Yeah,
and I'm actually going to go spend a week with him in January at Maui at his house.
Wow, how awesome.
And also studying Paramahansa Yogananda and all of the masters, really. And in my 30s, I knew that I needed to step out of the box of mental health and counseling and addiction. Although there was a lot of wonderful things there, I felt my soul calling me back to what I knew as a child. And that's when I really began to embrace the path over time, over the next few years, to fully just step out and say, okay, this is who I really am. So by the time I was 40, I really felt that I had accepted that and was embracing that in the world and not hiding anymore.
Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. I guess what I'm wondering is, obviously you're working with wolf medicine primarily. Do you feel that being attuned to wolf medicine can benefit all of humanity? Is that something that needs to be brought to the fore, brought in front of people?
I think that there's, if I was to write another book right now, it would probably be Return of the Wolf Tribe. Many years ago, there was a book called Return of the Bird Tribes that I really enjoyed and inspired my own journey. But I think that the wolf, whether a person mostly identifies with a bear or a lion, I work with people who are activists in the world who are seeking to help preserve the white lions and the wolves and all of those things. So whatever medicine is calling you, it could be the medicine of the snake or the salmon or the dolphin or the spider. I work with people all the time who feel very affiliated with particular creatures or of a whole variety of totems, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the native peoples of the world believe that we have many totems and or many helpers of all kinds, plant, mineral, and animal. And at the same time, some people feel very affiliated with a particular medicine or a particular clan. So the wolf is my main totem, if you will, that I, the wolf is the consummate teacher, the one that cares for the community and looks for the vision of how to evolve and take care of, and not in a caretaking and codependent way, but to preserve the life force energy and the evolution and continuation of its species. And as human beings, we could really learn a lot right now on the planet if we want to continue as a species on this planet, and if we want to not only just be on the planet, but to also be sustainable and mm-hmm. to leave something, to leave the world better than we found it. And
yes.
this is something that the wolf, I think that, if you will, I call it, you know, the times, the zeitgeist of the times. This is the time of the wolf, and remembering what it is to hear the call of the wolf and to answer that within yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how would you define the call of the wolf then? How exactly do you define that?
Well, you know, it really has to do, I think, with stepping out of the box of what we've been taught. And and breaking through the obstacles that hold us back about healing old life patterns and fully embracing the call of the wild. You know, Isadora mm-hmm. Duncan is credited as said, "We were all wild once. Don't mm-hmm. let them tame you." And
yeah.
that taming or civilization that happens sometimes, or the socialization, actually pushes our spirit down. And I'm not saying we should all go berserk. I'm not talking about that. But, you know, except maybe on a full moon.
Okay, we already do that.
Go out and howl, you know. Okay, when I started embracing this energy, my friends kind of looked at me like, what's she doing? This is the kind of a sane woman, you know, who was, people came to my office and, you know, I sat at my desk and, you know, those kind of things. And when I started drumming and singing and chanting and howling and just, you know, encouraging people to be in touch with their creative side and encouraging people to let out blood-curdling screams and howls and laughter through shamanic breathwork, which was a form of healing that I brought through. And all these kind of things. At first, I think everyone thought that I had gone around the bend, as they say here. And
we see,
you know, I even wondered sometimes if I was going around the bend, but it seemed like wherever I was going was better than where I had been.
Yeah,
I love that.
But it took a while to fully just own that wolf energy within me that was wise, that was a visionary, that was a leader, that wanted to evolve and care for myself and my family, my loved ones, and the world in a good way. To invite others to step onto that path of integrity and of self-awareness and of courage.
You know, I think there's something in there, too, about giving yourself permission to do that, to take the leadership role, to step outside the box
yes.
and speak up, speak out, and howl, you know. A lot of people are doing that now, which is wonderful.
And it's, you know, it's really being the way shower, but you can't be a way shower unless you open your mouth and let out a sound.
Yeah.
And let people know. And, you know, I know you do a lot around sound healing, but our words are sound.
Oh, yes.
You know, all of these things, we have to make a joyful noise. We have to make a noise and stir things up in order to get other people's attention and to support them in finding their own voice in the world as well.
Yeah, and you know, I guess that's really what Cheryl and I are all about through this radio show, is helping people find their authentic voices and getting rid of the fear and all the old programming and conditioning that holds them back from expressing the truth of who they are and moving on from that. You know,
So I was going to say, I just had a question there about, just because I'm thinking about our listeners and mm-hmm. what they might be processing. And wolves have tended to get kind of a bad rap.
Yes.
Really in history and in fiction, all of that. I mean, they don't tend to be associated with very high things. And I was living in Montana, where they reintroduced mm-hmm. wolves back mm-hmm. into Yellowstone, and there was a lot of it polarized people a lot, because there were ranchers who feared for their livestock, and people were saying it was going to take down the elk population, all of this. So there's the actual resistance to wolves as a species, and then humans have projected their shadow dark side onto wolves and see them as this danger. So why would you say that is? And how does that get resolved?
Well, I think that human beings have a tendency to project the disowned parts of themselves on each other. And if you don't really think that's true, just look at any couple, the married couple. You know?
Yeah.
And certainly human beings project things onto their children. And as children grow up, they have to dive in, if you will, at some point, if they want to individuate and be who they truly are. They have to take off that mantle of projection and do some family of origin work and to free themselves of what's been projected. But collectively as a society, you know, in many ways we've kind of disowned our power. And sometimes through, you know, the different systems that are in place in cultures, including very hardcore fundamentalist traditions or, you know, religious traditions that are not open or life-giving, that are more constrictive and controlling, have asked us to disown our power, you know, and to basically give that power away. And so if we get back to the heart of any true spiritual tradition, it's about owning our divinity and owning who it is that we are and healing ourselves and being a powerful person, not being a weak person on the planet or, someone that doesn't have their power or their vision.
Yes. So
and any time someone feels less than, they're going to project that energy out onto someone else. And so
right.
The wolf has become really a scapegoat, and that's true in many places in the United States. And I know the studies you're talking about in Montana, and they're actually showing that the wolf is now balancing the environment there.
Right.
And that's true everywhere where wolves are introduced. Things come back into balance.
Okay, Linda, we're just going to have to go to the break there. Cheryl, would you like to take us there?
Absolutely. I am Cheryl with Patricia, and you are listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show. And our shamanic guest this week is Linda Star Wolf. When we come back, we will be sharing more about the power of shamanic wisdom. So stay tuned.
Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Welcome back, everybody. We are back on the Divine Divas Radio Show, and this is Patricia with co-host Cheryl Angela and our star shamanic visitor this evening, today, wherever you are, Linda Star Wolf. We've been hearing all about the power of wolf medicine and how to use it in your life. And before we get back into that, let's hear a little bit about our website and how it can help you. On the Divine Divas Radio Show, we are all about voices, speaking up and out. Whether you're writing a book or delivering workshops, teaching children, whatever it is for you, we can help you find the authentic voice that needs to be heard and heard right now. So sign up on www.divinedivasradio.com to receive your free MP3 and lots of info on how to utilize and harness the power of your very own voice. Okay, if you want to phone in or email us, you might like to avail yourself of the free sessions that we're offering. I am offering a free Magdalenic voice session, and Cheryl is offering a breakthrough session. Now, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. If you want to phone in and leave your email address, we will get back to you. Cheryl, I think I said, is offering a breakthrough session. And also, Linda, Cheryl, maybe you would like to tell us about Linda's books, because you managed to get one and see it before we came on air.
Yes, absolutely. So Linda is offering three absolutely fabulous books that she has written as giveaways, and entitled, one of them is The Visionary Shamanism, Activating the Imaginal Cells of the Human Energy Field, which also includes a CD of Visionary Shamanism Musical Journeys, which is awesome, and Shamanic Egyptian Astrology, Your Planetary Relationship to the Gods. The third book is 30 Shamanic Questions for Humanity, From Ego Agenda to Soul Purpose, Remembering the Bigger Picture. So these are three beautiful giveaways, and if you would contact us at Divine Divas on divinedivas.com, divinedivasradio.com, just contact us and we will make sure that the first three people that contact us there will please leave your mailing address so that we can mail these out to you. So, Linda, yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to say about that?
I'm so happy that you had the opportunity to offer these books to people. And for those folks who might not be in time to get one of those copies, they can go on to Amazon.com and order all of my books except for the Shamanic 30 Questions, and they would need to contact me directly, starwolf@shamanicbreathwork.org. And I have 8 books that I've written and I'm co-authored, and so I want to mention my newest one, other than The Spirit of the Wolf, which is called Sacred Medicine, and it has to do with the N-Star Medicine Wheel of honoring the butterfly, the worm, the spider, the cricket. So that honors all of the little creature teachers that sometimes people are not aware that without them we would not have civilization, would not have a planet.
Mm, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got to have all of those, Linda. I can tell you that.
They're the little angels, you know, the butterflies and the little creatures. Aww, are the little angelic beings of nature.
Yeah.
That's so excellent. Beautiful. So, Linda, we know that you're also involved in breath work, which ties in with the voice and sound work. We deliver that here every week. Can you tell us more about that, more about what you do with that?
Well, I've been studying breath work probably for 30-plus years, and eventually I developed my own form of breath work called shamanic breath work. And actually, one of my books that I think came out about 5 years ago, it's called Shamanic Breathwork, Journeying Beyond the Limits of the Self. And in that book, I describe the methods that I've been using for about 20 years now of helping people to use a certain type of breath along with chakra-attuned music. And if you happen to be in a workshop setting with us, then we also can do focused body work and other kinds of processes with you. There's a whole journey type of process to it that involves body work and art and sharing and community sharing. In fact, today down at the center here right below where I live in the mountains, there's the breath work going on there because we have a training program going on. So they let me off today so I could be on the radio show. But the shamanic breath work teaches people how to utilize the breath to open up the chakras, to release the kundalini energy, to let go of the blocks that are holding us back from being who it is that we truly are. And it is a shamanic process because we do go through a symbolic, if you will, ego death and rebirth of a deeper self that's at the soul level of who it is we are and soul purpose. And so people mm-hmm. come to be with us. We had a month long in April. We had another month long in August. And we have a 20-day program going on right now here at Isis Cove Retreat Center in North Carolina.
Wonderful. And so if people are interested in those, they contact you through your website? Is that
yes.
how they would find out? And can you repeat that for us again?
The website is shamanicbreathwork.org. But if you can't remember that and you put in Linda Starwolf or Venus Rising Association for Transformation, any of those things will get you to us. But shamanicbreathwork.org has a comprehensive website that shows our university, it shows our programs, our events, and has archives of, and we'll have one of this, of our radio and TV shows and things like that. We also have a YouTube
Wonderful.
Station. Shamanic Network has a YouTube
yeah.
station. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
But, you know, you demonstrate an immense amount of focused activity and productivity, Linda. I mean, to have written 8 books and be doing all the different things you've done, you've really focused well, have you not?
You know, it's interesting that you mention that because this morning, as I was multitasking, I thought, who would have thunk it when I was a kid?
Uh-huh.
That I would be such a focused individual. I am an extremely focused person.
Yeah.
Some people say you're a little bit like Isis, Star Wolf, because you can, most people just call me Star Wolf, that you can just focus that laser beam consciousness and just, you know, and I kind of think of the wolf on when it is going after what it needs to
yes.
keep the pack, you know, alive or to feed them. It's just single-minded and single-focused at that moment. But as a child, I was all over the place. I was so psychic and so sensitive. And it was through many years of really of application of training and finding, you know, this path that helped take all of that raw energy, if you will, and turn it into a very focused visionary.
Absolutely. And you're obviously influenced then by the Egyptian mystery schools, all the teachings
yes.
from there, from Isis as well, because there is a particular kind of breath work that grew from that as well. And is that, you know, I'm getting the feeling that perhaps your breath work goes along with this sort of yogic thing as well, because you've studied that as well.
Yes, it's you know, there's very much a pranic and kundalini and yogic breath involved with the breathing, this rhythmic, powerful breathing, and it's attuned to the chakras so that people can have either, it just depends on what they need, what their psyche is calling for. They can have a very gentle breath work, or it could be a very cathartic breath work. Whatever is needed mm-hmm. will come forth, and that's mm-hmm. you know what happens when you do the breath like that, because it hits the chakras, and then whatever is there that needs to be released or embraced or expanded will happen. And yes, I'm very involved with the shamanic mysteries of Egypt, and my trip to Egypt in 2005 was an epic, epic turning point in my life that resulted in 3 books co-authored after that on the different mystery schools that we developed.
Wow. That's so awesome.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I see you have a...
No, I was just going to say that I climbed to the apex of the Great Pyramid in Cairo, and we toned. I took a group there, Linda, and we toned. And as I started the toning, I don't know if you've been in the King's Chamber,
yeah.
but it was as if those stones just came alive and started toning with us.
Yes.
And the, I love that.
You know, the guard got really agitated. He was trying to stop us doing it because
he didn't want it to fall down.
No, I think it might take off. I thought this was going to take off.
Well, like, you know, it might just take off because I think it might be, you know, something that takes off, and that's how it got there, I think. But yeah. When I was there in 2005 with my co-journeyer, Nikki Scully, and also a shamanic teacher, we had about 45 people with us, and we had managed to be able to be at the King's Chamber for 2 hours completely by ourselves. And so we were there for 2 hours toning and lying in the sarcophagus and undergoing a ritual to let the old self die. Each person laid down in the sarcophagus and then was helped out and reborn into their new self. And we were toning the entire time and drumming. And it was just amazing. It was.
I think brown envelopes must have changed hands then, because
I won't say how or why, but
it was magical, no matter what.
Well, we managed to do those things. You know, I was in Peru at 12/12/12, and you have to be careful there. A lot of places don't want you to do your rituals and ceremonies, but we were there at sunrise on December 12, 2012 with a group and had an amazing ceremony there with the shamans, the Andean shamans there, and sent that love and that light and that energy at sunrise at 12, drumming, chanting, singing out into the world.
Yeah, just amazing, Linda, but we'll come back for more for our final segment today. But right now, it's Patricia and Cheryl with the Divine Divas Radio Show and our wonderful guest, Linda Starwolf. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we are breathing, we are sounding, and we are practicing the call of the wolf. So stay tuned.
To write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia, and I'm Cheryl, and we have our wonderful guest, Linda Starwolf. So we are getting ready, actually, to expand our lungs and do some serious howling here. Before we do that, Linda, I'd like to just ask you about your amazing connection with the grandmother. Is it Twyla?
Mitch.
Yes. Could you talk to us about that?
Yes. Yeah. Grandmother Twyla Mitch was the grandmother, the Wolf Clan grandmother of the Seneca that I discovered on an inner journey in my mid-30s, and then found right around the time I was saying before, when as I was reaching, turning in that fourth decade, 40, that I discovered her in the outer world, that she really existed. She wasn't just a figment in my imagination or an inner guide, but she really exists in the outer world. And it was, I've written about it in The Spirit of the Wolf and also in Visionary Shamanism quite in more depth. But my visions led me to her, and she actually existed. And the first thing she said to me when I met her on the reservation and the Cattaraugus Indian Reservation, she said to me, "What took you so long to get here?" And I just looked at her, and this was a long time ago. This was before Google. This was before the Internet. This was before cell phone, so it wasn't easy to find someone in your vision.
Yeah.
You couldn't just Google Grandmother Twyla at that point.
we should get that, so used to it. Yeah.
But I had to use my inner GPS, my visionary self. And I just said, I thought maybe she meant that day or something. I said, "Well, it was a long trip here." She said, "No, I contacted you years ago. What took you so long to get here?" And she described to me the exact vision that I had had, where she contacted me and gave me my name, Star Wolf, and she knew it.
Wow.
It was so powerful.
Oh, I
and
loved that.
She called me to follow the wolf at that point and said, "If the wolf has led you here," and it was, by the way, the white wolf, "if the wolf has led you here, then you've been called to be a part of this wolf clan." And she passed in 2007 at 94 years young, and she's still very much with me, and she brought me back home to what I knew as a child and really evolved my deeper understanding of all the things I knew at that time.
That's so beautiful. I love that. And it shows, if we trust in our guidance, that it will lead us where we need to go, trusting in that inner GPS, that God placement system that we all have inside.
He said, "The wolf sniffs the air and twitches its ears and pierces the darkness with its vision and its voice." And that's what we do. And that's the way we find our way home.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. Really love that. And what a blessing to have her in your life and to have that physical connection. And now you have the spiritual connection continuing. So I'm sure she's working with you probably even more.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I really feel that even more, that it's very internalized. She comes to me in my dreams and visions. And at the end of my book, Visionary Shamanism, I write a dream right as I was finishing that book. She came to me in a dream that was so beautiful. And we were getting ready to do a very large shamanic breathwork journey. It was a huge auditorium or conference area. And she was there with the Dalai Lama and many different people. We were gathering things together, and we were all getting ready to do the breath work. And I was trying to get her to tell me the outcomes of certain things, and her eyes were just twinkling, and they always would. And she would say, "Now, if I told you, it wouldn't be a great mystery, would it?"
I know, we always want to know.
I know. And it's so funny how many people have said to me that when I'm teaching, and especially when I'm bringing forth certain teachings or speaking about Grandmother Twyla, how they see me shape-shifting and X-Week sometimes have seen her face or her auric energy superimposed upon my own.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's so interesting. Yeah. Yesterday, I was with Joseph White Wolf, who's going to come on our show in a few weeks. And obviously, you guys have a connection, too.
Yes, we're Facebook friends.
Right. And so he started coming out to San Diego, and I've had like 3 sessions with him now, and it's all so amazing, so incredible. And he recognized that was also a white wolf. Mm-hmm. And when he's talking to me, I literally see him shapeshift, and I see actually a wolf come through. Uh-huh. It's like this very wise wolf is talking, and then it goes back into the man Joseph, and this white wolf, you know, mm-hmm. wise wolf comes out and is talking. It's very interesting to watch. One of the things about wolf people is they are such amazing storytellers, and he's really embodied that so well.
Well, we have a good sense of humor, too, I can tell you that, because that's one of the things that Grandma said. She said, you're either going to do a lot of laughing or a lot of crying, and maybe both, but whichever thing you're going to do, make sure that you have a good sense of humor, because she said, when we look around at what's happening on the planet, we have to bring in a lot of compassion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree, Linda. But I'll tell you what, we need to keep our eye on time. So if we're going to do a little breath work, would you lead us with that and then take us into howling?
Brian's going to join us. Yeah. Brian's been very excited in the studio.
He
gets to howl
fabulous.
With us today.
Yeah. So do we have a couple of minutes?
Permission
we do. We've got a couple of minutes, yeah.
Great, okay. So I like to invite people, of course, if they're driving, to pull over.
Yes.
That's a good thing. I one time said on the radio, now close your eyes, and they immediately said, unless you're driving. So anyway, but to take a moment, if you can, to just pull into yourself and to take a deep breath into your heart. And then to exhale fully. And imagine that as you breathe out, that you are throwing the doors open to your heart, just like you would throw the windows open, perhaps, in a English manner. You would throw open the windows and let the sunshine in. Throw open your doors to your heart and fill yourself up with the breath. And let the breath move through your body. And take just a few minutes, just if we don't have that much time, just a few seconds to breathe in, filling your entire body up and then out. And if you're sitting or standing, whatever it is that you're doing, let the breath come out equally as fully and even making a sound like the wind. Breathing in and then out. And just do that for a moment. And in the future, when you have time, you can practice this and put on some music to breathe by, and depending on what kind you want to experience, it could be drumming, or it could be a lighter angelic music, or it could be a heartfelt violin or cello music, or it could be chanting and singing, but whatever it is that you're in the mood for, or a combination, I attune those songs together and make a little journey. Breathe through it. Breathe. And as you're breathing, what will happen is you'll go into a natural altered state. Keep breathing, breathing, opening, letting go. In your mind's eye, imagine a golden light encircling your body as bright as the sun, as bright as Ra, the ancient name for the sun. And feel that warmth and that heat moving through your body, starting at the base of your spine, breathing, and let it move up through your spine until it comes out the top of your crown chakra. And as it comes out the top, then let it be like a fountain that pours that energy back over your whole auric field. Breathing.
And Linda, we're going to have to howl now because we're on the last few seconds.
So breathing into your heart, this is the time where you're going to let out, wherever you are, a wonderful wolf howl. and allow that wolf howl to sound out to the world and to bring you fully back into your human self with the spirit of the wolf.
Thank you.
Keep breathing and keep howling.
Joining us today and our wonderful howling, just fantastic. Thanks also to my angelic co-host, Cheryl Angela. We've had an inspiring and enlightening time today, and we can use this in our everyday lives. So thanks also to Brian for his wonderful engineering.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, much love to all of you for tuning in and listening. Do tune in next week. And Divine Divas, remember to breathe long and hard and sound and open your soul and yow, howl to the wind and the moon. Go with the flow, and we will see you next week. So it's goodbye from Cheryl.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Goodbye from Linda.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com. The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.